Under normal circumstances, the governor can accept a maximum of $10,000 per donor. But once a recall effort is underway, until the time it either fails or is certified, those contribution limits are out the window. People can donate $20,000, $40,000, or however much they want to Walker's campaign. The same rules apply during the summer state Senate recalls. There is a catch. The governor can't sit on that money. He has to use it during the same time period to defend against the recall effort. Government Accountability Board Director Kevin Kennedy says that could mean a couple things.
Communications urging people not to sign the petitions would be probably the prime example. Hiring attorneys to help defend against the validity of the petitions.
In other words, if Walker's campaign got big donations right away, he could use them to buy TV ads as long as the petitions are still being circulated. And if the petitions get challenged in court, he could use big donations to hire lawyers. Kennedy says that fundraising period lasts for a limited time.
Once we call the election, the regular fundraising campaign contribution limits are in place.
And once that happens, any donations above and beyond the usual $10,000 limit have to be spent or else returned. The uncapped donations only apply to Walker and not to any Democratic candidates who challenge him. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.